Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the program, we celebrate one of the more elusive, yet still important figures in early 20th century American music, songwriter Irene Higginbotham. Higginbotham, an African-American female songwriter in the 1940s, wrote several jazz standards, including the song Good Morning Heartache. This alone should make her an icon among American songwriters. Yet little is known about her life. So little, in fact, that for years, there was confusion about which songs she actually wrote. Coming up, I'll chronicle what we know about this mysterious songwriter. It's the life and music of Irene Higginbotham. Coming up next on Afterglow.
Good morning. Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache. What's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you now. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get you. To you hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Sit down. Stop haunting me now. Can't shake. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Sit down.
Ella Fitzgerald from her 1961 album Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie, with the song Good Morning Heartache by Irvin Drake, Dan Fisher, and Irene Higginbotham. Higginbotham wrote the music, which for me is the most interesting part. It's strangely complex, as it seems to start in a minor key before shifting to a major key just a few bars later. Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're celebrating the music of songwriter Irene Higginbotham, an African-American female songwriter working in the early 20th century, who still remains a bit of a mystery among jazz aficionados. Not much is known about Higginbotham's life, and what is known has been pieced together by different scholars like Ted Gioia, Will Friedwald, Chet Williamson, and even my colleague David Brent Johnson. Part of the confusion around Higginbotham has to do with attribution. Take this song that we're hearing right now. It's called Harlem Stomp, recorded by Louis Armstrong in 1940.
The gates tell me up Harlem way, they got a brand new sender, and I believe it's in the groove.
ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, lists Irene Higginbotham as the composer of this tune. But in all likelihood, it was actually J.C. Higginbotham, the trombonist in Armstrong's band, and Irene's uncle who wrote this tune. I'll have more on some of these confusions a little bit later. So here's what we do know about Irene Higginbotham. She was born in Worcester, Massachusetts on June 11, 1918, and she moved to Atlanta before finally settling down in New York when she was in her early 20s. While in New York, she established herself as a gifted pianist and composer and began to publish songs. As an African-American female in the white male-dominated world of songwriting, Higginbotham faced some challenges, but her talent was undeniable. And she was able to get some songs published and performed by some of the most notable big bands of the day, including Benny Goodman, Stan Kenton, and Duke Ellington. I'll play some of her big band songs now, beginning with Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman and his orchestra in November 1941, performing That Did It, Marie on Afterglow.
Rising to 105 when all the cats gave out the jive. Read this, 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 that, that, that. That did it, Marie. Dig that sax, you jumpin' jacks. It does that 88 ascension. Jump, jump, jump it to that trumpet. Satch is gonna blow a batch of riff. They called me Squarey when I walked in at 8, but 12 o'clock they called me Gage. Read this, 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 that, that, that. That did it, Marie. Thank you. Are you giving, old man, soft shoe? Do the best that you can, won't you? Well, that's fine as the wine that you drink when you dine. Do you flip when you trip? 3-4. Do you romp when you stomp? Pine floor. Do you glide when you slide? More, more. Well, that's sweet as the meat that you get when you eat. You'll find a cat today must be a hipster. Don't mind if you don't find the word in Webster. Why, he's as square as a bear. Do you rove in the grove? 5-6. Do you leap when you creep? Do tricks. Do you thump when you jump? Fine kicks. I can see by your spree that you're living low, man.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington and his orchestra with singer Dolores Parker in October 1947 with the Irene Higginbotham song It's Mad, 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 a song she co-wrote with lyricist Sidney Shaw. Before that, we heard Anita O'Day during her brief stint singing with the Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1944, performing Are You Livin' Old Man, a song by Higginbotham with Red Evans and Abner Silver. That song was written for all those young 1940s hipsters out there. And before that, we heard another early Irene Higginbotham song, something she wrote when she was 23 years old. That was That Did It, Marie, sung by Peggy Lee with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. In the 1940s, Irene Higginbotham also wrote songs for individual artists, not working in a big band setting. Some of these songs would go on to be popular beyond the 1940s just because of the artist who was initially tied to it. That's the case for the song we're about to hear from Nat King Cole. But other songs of hers would be mostly lost to history. I'll play some more Irene Higginbotham songs for you now, beginning with Nat King Cole and the King Cole Trio in 1941 performing This Will Make You Laugh on Afterglow.
This will make you laugh. I stake my dreams on you. This will make you laugh. They never did come true. I took a chance on the one romance and vowed it couldn't miss. I should have known to never judge a heart by a kiss. This will make you laugh. I once believed in you, and for all my love, you didn't see it through. All the fools, I break the rule. I love you still, you see. This will make you laugh, but it's not funny to me. This will make you laugh, but it's not funny to me.
He thought of his love behind him.
Singer Ella Mae Morse, a country, blues, and pop singer from the 1940s, with the little-known Irene Higginbotham song Hello, Suzanne. Morse was more well-known for songs like Cow Cow Boogie, a song which later became a hit for Ella Fitzgerald in the Ink Spots in the 1940s. Before that, we heard Nat King Cole with This Will Make You Laugh, also written by Irene Higginbotham. Soul singer Marvin Gaye, himself a big fan of Nat Cole, would later record this same song in the 1970s. Irene Higginbotham's most well-known song by far from the 1940s, and really her most well-known song in general, was Good Morning Heartache. Now, we did hear a version of this earlier in the hour, but I want to play the original version by Billie Holiday, because this is probably the definitive version of this song, and the song that put Irene Higginbotham, at least somewhat, on the map. Higginbotham wrote the haunting melody, and the lyrics came from lyricist Irvin Drake. After being dumped by a young showgirl, Drake heard Higginbotham's brooding melody, and he wrote the words in about 20 minutes. The song plugger and producer Dan Fisher received a co-writing credit on the song, although he likely had very little to do with its creation. He is, however, the one who brought it to the attention of Billie Holiday, who recorded it in 1946. It was the first time Holiday recorded with a full-string orchestra, and she created her iconic performance in only one take. Here's that song now. Billie Holiday in 1946 with Good Morning Heartache on Afterglow.
Good morning, heartache. You old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache. Thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you. Good morning, heartache, sit down. those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down.
Billie Holiday in 1946 with the Irene Higginbotham, Irvin Drake, and Dan Fitcher song Good Morning Heartache. That song later became a hit in 1973 as sung by Diana Ross after she starred as Holiday in the film Lady Sings the Blues. Coming up after a break, we'll hear some more songs by Irene Higginbotham, including a few songs that were falsely attributed to her for many years. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
This will make you laugh. I staked my dreams on you. This will make you laugh. They never did. A chance on the one romance and vowed it couldn't miss.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. What you're listening to right now is Coleman Hawkins and the song Every Man for Himself, written by songwriter Irene Higginbotham. And it's Higginbotham who's getting our spotlight this week. Higginbotham, despite being a somewhat prominent African-American female songwriter in the 1940s, at a time when white males dominated the industry, remains to this day a bit of a mystery. We know that she was a pianist and a singer based in New York, the niece of trombonist J.C. Higginbotham, and that she had over 50 songs published to her name. Higginbotham also composed under some pseudonyms, most notably the pseudonym Glenn Gibson. Now, you might think that this was a way for a female songwriter to get more attention by using this innocuous male name, and that probably played a role. But some scholars argue that it was so Higginbotham could publish for competing copyright organizations without encountering any conflicts. But her use of a pseudonym was also likely the source of the biggest mysteries surrounding Higginbotham's music, and that is, which songs she actually wrote. You see, around the same time that Billie Holiday had recorded Higginbotham's most famous song, Good Morning Heartache, Holiday had also recorded several other songs by another woman named Irene. This other Irene also went by several names: Irene Wilson, Irene Armstrong, and most frequently, Irene Kitchings. Irene Wilson Armstrong Kitchings was actually a personal friend of Billie Holiday's, and she was married briefly to Holiday's frequent collaborator Teddy Wilson. This other Irene was also a songwriter and wrote several songs with Arthur Herzog Jr., another frequent Holiday collaborator, including the song Some Other Spring and Ghost of Yesterday, both recorded by Holiday. Since both Irenes were associated with Billie Holiday, and since both Irenes had used different names over the years, many scholars have mistakenly conflated the two into one Irene with many names. You'll find in liner notes and biographies that Higginbotham wrote Some Other Spring, or that Higginbotham was once married to Teddy Wilson, when in fact it was the other Irene, Irene Kitchings, who actually did both of those things. I'll play some of these Irene Kitchings and Arthur Herzog Jr. songs now. Here's Billie Holiday with two songs that Irene Higginbotham did not write, Some Other Spring and Ghost of Yesterday, on Afterglow.
Some other spring I've tried to love, now I still cling to faded blossoms. Fresh when worn, left crushed and torn, like the love affair I mourn. Some other spring, when twilight falls, will the night spring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find. It's not true that love is blind. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart, it's cold as ice. Once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet and love with some other. Yesterday, every night.
tonight you're here, whispering away. Might have been, oh my dear, foolish heart must be ghost of yesterday. Ghost of yesterday. Every night you're here, whispering away. Might have been, oh my dear, foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday. Ghost of yesterday.
Billie Holiday, with two songs not written by Irene Higginbotham, rather written by Irene Kitchings. That was Ghost of Yesterday and Some Other Spring. The two Irenes, Higginbotham and Kitchings, have sometimes been confused for one another in liner notes and Billie Holiday biographies. Irene Higginbotham, the subject of this episode, had a much more expansive career beyond her association with Billie Holiday. For one, as she moved into the 1950s, she became more and more tied to the burgeoning rhythm and blues and early rock and roll scene. She was the composer of bluesy songs for artists who worked on the cusp between jazz, boogie-woogie, jump blues, and R&B, including Dinah Washington, Fats Waller, and Louis Jordan. Here now are a few songs from the 1940s that show Higginbotham's transition to an R&B songwriter. I'll begin with a song she wrote for Dinah Washington. Here's Dinah Washington in 1946 with Irene Higginbotham's Mean and Evil Blues on Afterglow.
Looking glad. Then I goes out on the corner, waits for a black cat to pass. Can't sleep less, there's a howling dog neath my window each night. Nothing sends me like a good bloody fight. Yes, I'm mean and evil, but you know good men made me that way.
the lip tunes. You talk too much. You ought to know I don't stand for such. You told my gal on me, and I don't like it, you see. Now listen, live a lip. Why did you tell it? You glamour mouth dog. You didn't have to go and tell it. You don't keep nothing in secret. Why did you blab and blab? You just a meddling old crab, yeah. Live a lip, live a lip. Don't do that again. I hate to start raising Cain. Don't you beat up your gum. You'd better be mum, yes, you better be mum or something. Say, Lip Lip Jones, how your mouth can go. Yeah, that's you. Must you tell everything you know? I'm telling you once more.
Yes.
You keep them little lips closed.
Blabbermouth rascal.
Hey, baby, the deal ain't real. I ain't going for that hype, 'cause you ain't the type. Cut out all that trash, go out and get yourself some cash. I ain't falling for that mush, so hush. It's no sale, it is no sale. All that talk that you've been spewing, no soap, 'cause I'm no dope. Better be on your way, ain't got no time to play. No sale, it is no sale. If you must hug me, please don't bug me. No dice, and at no price. It's no deal, Schlemiel. Might as well change the reel. Sitting here thinking the ideal groove. Everyone should have somebody. But I remember what I went through when my ever-loving baby flew the coop. So it's no sale. It is no sale. Love is just for squares and phonies. No go, 'cause I'm no schmo. All of you cats can toot while I make all the loot. For squares and phonies, no go, 'cause I'm no schmo. All of you cats can toot while I make all the loot.
Louis Jordan in 1946 with the bluesy Irene Higginbotham song No Sale. Before that, we heard another novelty blues record written by Higginbotham from around 1941. That was Fats Waller with Liver Lip Jones. And starting that set, Mean and Evil Blues by Dinah Washington, also written by Irene Higginbotham. In the late 1940s and early 1950s, Higginbotham proved to be a chameleon of a songwriter and musician. She was performing all kinds of odd jobs that played to her strengths, like having a hand in creating an early boogie-woogie piano instruction book, and her songs continued to lay the groundwork for the birth of rock and roll. She had worked under manager and promoter Joe Davis, and during that time, she wrote a number of boogie-woogie and jump blues songs for the band Steve Gibson and the Redcaps, a 1940s R&B group that paved the way for groups like Bill Haley and His Comets. Here's an Irene Higginbotham song performed by the Redcaps now called Boogie Woogie on a Saturday Night on Afterglow.
Saturday night is the scene that is a wonderful sight. That's the time when Tammy Hatton is gay. Everyone escapes the cares of the day. When they start to dance, their troubles away. Boogie, boogie, from the swanky to the cold water flats. Parlor floors are jammed with rug-cutting cats. Boogie music is the feature, no doubt. Piano plonkers busy beating it out. There is something fascinating about boogie, boogie. There's no time for frowning. Darkness turns to light. There's good natured clowning. Makes the world all right. That's wisdom. Boogie woogie on a Saturday night. That's when every heart is high as a kite. Everybody there treats you like a pal. Every guy can find romance with a gal. Nights on Saturday are good for morale. Boogie woogie.
Steve Gibson and the Redcaps in 1948 with Boogie Woogie on a Saturday Night, written by Irene Higginbotham. After the 1940s, Higginbotham's name was mostly forgotten, and she passed away in New York City at age 70 in 1988. While details of her life and clarity about which song she actually composed has only come out in the last few years, her contributions to American popular music are undeniable. Hundreds of artists have performed Irene Higginbotham songs over the decades, possibly without ever knowing her name. I'll close off this hour by playing one more song of hers, recorded years after she had retired from the music industry. Here's Nina Simone in 1961 with the Irene Higginbotham song, No Good Man, on Afterglow.
No good man loving on a no good plan. Never treats me as he should, and that ain't good. He's always bringing he's no saint. Heaven knows that's what he ain't. Spends his money foolishly, and not on me. I'm the one who gets the runaround. I ought to hate him, but still I love him so. 'Cause I require love that's made of fire. And in his arms I find I always get that kind. No good man ever since the world began. There's been other fools like me, born to be in love with an old good man. I ought to hate him, but still I love him so. 'Cause you see, I require love that's made of fire. And in his arms I find I always get that kind. No good man ever since the world began. When other fools like me, born to be in love with another good man.
Nina Simone with Irene Higginbotham's No Good Man. And thanks for tuning in to this look at the songs of Irene Higginbotham on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.